Scripps and the TuneIn app.
Et c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café. C'est un jeudi matin, bonjour. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin. Et on a Jim qui a pu prendre la place à Charlie Manuel. Charlie is under the weather. In fact, he's in the hospital. So our love and prayers go out to Charlie. And we hope Charlie's doing better and be back with us here on the microphone here with us here at KVPI. And notre programme ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsors Lakeview RV Park, Boardlaw's Home Furnishings, Blake's Pharmacy, Cajun Catfish, H2O Pools and Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Allergy, Asthma and Immunology Center, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Epic Insurance, Villeplant Transmission, Robert Perron Plumbing, Pizza Shack, Prairie Roan Rice, and Bearwood Furniture Center. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les jeudis à ces heures ici. Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, que tu peux écouter La Tasse de Café sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM, The Legend, and on KVPI FM, Classic Hits 92.5. Et si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website, kvpionline.com et classichits925.com. Et tant de moyens pour écouter notre programme. And don't forget, our phone lines are open. 337-363-2124. Ça, c'est 337-363-2124 pour charger avec Jim et moi à ce matin sur n'importe quel sujet. Peut-être tu as une mémoire des activités, les charges et les business des années passées ou peut-être tu as une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais. And bonjour, comment ça va, Jim?
Mark, I think Charlie and I are playing musical chairs on the program.
Yes, it sounds that way, yes.
Yeah, he's under the weather. He replaced me last week, and so now I'm doing the same thing for him, I think, huh?
Hopefully things will get back to normal again very, very soon, Jim.
I'm hoping so also. And the word of the day is a very little word, N-O-W. N-O-W. Now.
Auster.
Exactement. Auster. And au présent. And à cette heure, you know, at this time. And, okay, and also some expressions, like a week from now. 8 jours d'aujourd'hui, you know? 8 jours d'aujourd'hui means a week from now. Yeah, they call it 8 jours. Pasteur, pas au présent. How about now and then?
Temps en temps?
Oui, tous les temps en temps. Exactement. Ou quelquefois. Uh-huh. You know? Do this right now.
Fais ça à cette heure.
Fais ça tout de suite.
Tout de suite.
Ou bien tu peux dire fais ça à cette heure, but fais
tout
ça tout de suite.
Yeah. Treat.
So anyway, a word of the day.
That's it. 363-2124. C'est notre numéro de phone, and we invite you to give us a call this morning sur KVPI La Tasse de Café for a Thursday morning, Jim. And I'll tell you what, let's start the program with an important message from Yo Happy Blake. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplant. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chitanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497. 363-2124, sitting on numero de phone. Give us a call and talk with Jim and I on whatever subject crosses your mind. And Jim, how about hearing a special message from you right now?
All right, a message from me. How about if we talk about Bearwood Furniture?
Okay.
And that's located off I-49 between Sunset and Karen Crow. The real address is 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. They have one and only one location, and you can find them on Facebook or www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com. The phone number is 337-896-5203. And they can custom build to fit your dreams. Whether you want to have like cypress tables or bedroom sets, bar stools, swings, gliders, and rockers. And, of course, let's not forget they can do some wonderful picnic tables for you. And they have children's furniture, all wood high chairs, great craftsmanship, great for any old time, stuff for adults and children as well. Come in and visit with the friendly folks at Bearwood Furniture Center, where we can custom build to fit your dreams. Furniture for all of the outdoors, too. So remember, if you want to call them for information and so forth, the phone number is 337-896-5203 or on the web www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com.
Okay, Jim, let's take our first phone call of the day.
Hey, moi je suis bien d'accord. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Guys, it's Coach Mitchell. Comment la faire?
Doing good, Coach Mitchell.
Man, y'all are seeing that rain out there in East Texas, guys?
Oh, yeah, but it's also raining right here in Ville Platte, Louisiana.
Unbelievable, man. This thing just popped up, sat right there, and it started all this trouble with all this rain. Hey, guys, I just want to remind to all our local high school football fans that on tomorrow night, we have a lot of our local teams in the parish that are hosting games. Sacred Heart is hosting Basile. Mamu is hosting Bunkin. Ville Platte High is hosting Eunice. And I think Pine Prairie is on the road.
Yes.
Not quite sure who they're playing.
Beauchesne.
Okay, Pine Prairie is on the road right down I-49 around Sunset Grand Coteau. That's not far for the Pine Prairie fans to travel. With that said, guys, the kids are working hard every day in their academics and their extracurricular sporting events, and the cheerleaders, the bands, they're all doing their part. Now, we're asking the parents and the supporters, the families, to follow those kids and support them. All they want is for y'all to get to those bleachers. And when they see y'all in those bleachers, it means a lot to them because they know that the work that they've put in during the week is paying off because somebody believes in them. So, guys, get to the bleachers on Friday night, fill them up, and let's have some fun. That's the kids' way of entertaining us. They work hard all week, and you work hard all week. And on Friday, the kids want to entertain you so that you can laugh, have a good time. And the result of the game, though it matters to some, it's not all, that's not the most important thing. I think the most important thing is family coming together, supporting our kids, supporting our schools, supporting our community. So with that said, y'all, Sacred Heart is hosting tomorrow night. Y'all get out there, children fans, support them. Ville Platte High fan, I'm speaking to you now. Tomorrow night we're playing the state champions, the Eunice Bobcats. They're bringing that whole community out there. They're going to fill our visitor side, and we want to do the same thing on our home side. So come on out, support us in Mamu, you Mamu fans out there. The Green Demons need y'all to help them with Bunky because Bunky's going to travel well. Support the kids in Mamu. And Pine Prairie fans, I-49 is right there, man. Get to Grand Coteau. Go support those kids at Beauchesne High School. Thank y'all all for what y'all do. KBPR for supporting high school football.
Welcome. Appreciate it. All right. That's Coach Mitchell checking in with us. And we strongly support what he's trying to say because we support all of our local teams. 363-2124. Give us a call, and we're going to take another break, Jim, and talk about something we'd love to talk about, food, on La Tazda Cafe. And I can't think of a better place to enjoy a delicious meal tonight or any night, Wednesday through Saturday night, than with our good friend Mr. John DeVille over at Cajun Catfish Buffet. Enjoy a delicious all-you-can-eat meal at Cajun Catfish Buffet on Highway 167 north of Ville Platte, Wednesday through Saturday nights. Wednesday, it's Senior Citizens Night. Those 55 and older, the buffet is only $14.99 per person. Friday night, enjoy fried oysters, blue crabs, ruby red shrimp, gulf shrimp, grilled steak, and more than 30 items. Saturday night, it's the crab extravaganza that includes snow crabs, Dungeness crabs, Jonah crab claw, and Louisiana blue crab, including Louisiana boiled shrimp and all their regular seafood items. The doors open from 5 to 9 p.m. Come get you some authentic Cajun cooking like Mama used to cook at Cajun Catfish Buffet, U.S. Highway 167 north of Ville Platte, phone 363-6006. All right, Jim, and I think we have another caller sur La Tasse de Café.
Moi, je veux bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, sir. I just got a quick question for y'all. I'm from Eunice, and we live in our family's old farmhouse. And I found I would think it's a Coke bottle that was bottled in Ville Platte at the Mission Bottling Company. Do y'all remember anything about that company?
We remember some about Mission Bottling, but they did not bottle Coca-Cola. They bottled some other, and the Mission beverages, of course, and Delaware Punch. But I do not know that they bottled Coca-Cola itself.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering how old is about, was that, how many years ago was that?
In the 50s?
In the
1950s.
Okay, I was just wondering. I found that old bottle up there, no telling how long it had been up.
Yeah, right. It's been around for a while.
I think it's the Vaillant family that was running that, Jim?
Right. The Vaillant family was running the bottling company.
And they had Delaware Punch, and they had Mission Orange, and all kind of great soda pops. Yeah, you got a collector's item bottle there. I'd hang on to that one.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thank you for calling, sir. 363-2124. Anybody have memories of the old Ville Platte Bottling Company? You know, and the gentleman that just called us, Jim, was talking from Eunice. I remember when I was collecting soda pop bottles that there was a bottling company in Eunice.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember UZO?
Exactly.
How many people remember the UZO soda pop? And also, I think the people at UZO and Eunice were also bottling the Big Chief. Remember the Big Chief soda pop? If I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of different kinds of soda pop years ago.
Yes,
and, of course, let's not forget Heyer's Root Beer.
I had forgotten that one.
Yeah, that was very popular. And, of course...
Do you remember Frosty Root Beer?
Yeah, the Frosty Root Beer, absolutely. And, of course, R.C. Crown Cola.
Yeah.
Royal Crown Cola. That was R.C. Cola's. The big bottles.
Yes, sir.
And, boy, I tell you what, if you'd been working in the field and you were hot and sweaty, you could swallow up a bottle of R.C. Cola in no time flat.
And do you remember one of my fondest memories, Jim, on a hot summer afternoon, going to Mr. Moy's store? He had the old soda pop machine, Jim, with the cold water.
You open
up that lid at the top, and you pulled out that soda pop bottle, especially those little small Grey Pete bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those little 6-ounce Grey Petes. Man, that hit the spot.
That was so good. Hey, while we're waiting for another phone call, Mark, maybe we could talk about Bordelon's Home Furniture. And it's going on right now. You'll save money whenever you buy and get the friendliest service possible from Bordelon's Home Furniture, Crowley, Jennings, and Marksville. And they've got some famous name brands and furniture such as Ashley, Lane, Catnapper, Jackson, and Mayo. And you'll find living room furniture, bedrooms, office furniture, and more. If you're thinking of a new mattress, Boardlaw's Foam Furniture has Tempur-Pedic and Englander. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Saturdays until 4:30. So log on to Boardlaw's Furniture website at boardlawshome.com, and they've got the furniture, they've got the mattresses, the appliances you need, and the phone number. Come by any time at any one of their locations in Crowley, Jennings, and Marksville. Ça c'est Boardlaw's Home Furniture, Charlie and Company.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim. 363-2124. And while we have a little break in the action, Jim, I think it's a good time for us to give away another complimentary book of the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you'd like to win a complimentary copy of the Old Farmer's 2020 edition of the Almanac, and we're going to give it away to the third caller. So wherever you might be listening in, if you'd like to win a copy, you start calling us right now, and Becky will take caller number 3. 363-2124. If you're the third caller calling in, you will be the winner of this Old Farmer's Almanac.
All right,
so give
Mark
us a call right now at 363-2124 right now.
Becky a prepassé le café. Merci, Becky. And, of course, our greetings to Charlie. I'm sure he's tuned in, and we hope that he's making a quick recovery.
Absolutely, Jim. And maybe Charlie might be listening in, and we hope that you'll be back with us very, very soon, Jim. Let's take let's wait for our contest to go through. Let's take a break, and we'll hear a message from Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Perry Pete Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry Pete Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
And hello to our good friends, Jim, over in Eunice, our good friend, Mr. Perry Pete, and Tim, and the whole crew over at Perry Pete Ford. And, Jim, we've got our winner. And who is our winner for that Old Farmer's Almanac?
The winner is Steve Bushnell. Steve Bushnell was caller number 3, and he won a copy of the original Farmer's Almanac. Number 228.
So congratulations.
They've been making the Farmer's Almanac for a long time, 228 years.
Wow.
Founded by Robert Thomas in 1792.
Ça, c'est pas hier, no, Jim?
1792. Cher piche.
It's got to be one of the oldest publications, huh, around.
That must be, you know.
And the coffee is good.
Oh, écoute, le café, ça fait du bien, oui. Moi, je vais te dire, ça fait du bien. Une bonne tasse de café, un café chaud, et puis il est juste arrangé comme je l'aime beaucoup.
Good.
Can we talk about another sponsor here while
yes,
we
sir.
Have a chance, Mark?
Yes, sir.
It would be Lakeview Park and Beach. Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Lakeview Park and Beach this Saturday, September 21st. Jamie Bergeron and the Kickin' Cajuns will be in the barn starting at 9 p.m. And then next Saturday, the 28th, it'll be Gino De La Fosse and French Rockin' Boogie. They'll be in the barn starting at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10, and the campers there get 2 free tickets. So come out and support all our local musicians Lakeview Park and Beach is located 3 miles north of Eunice on Highway 13. That's right between Eunice and Mamou, of course. They offer 95 full camper sites with green space between each site, and these include free local channels and complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fish lake stocked with brim, bass, and white perch. Come spend a great weekend at Lakeview Park and Beach, right between Eunice and Mamou, and you can visit their phone number, 457-2881, or visit their website at lvpark.com.
Okay, Jim, 363-2124 is our phone number if you want to get in on the conversation. And again, make plans to attend the big festival planned for this weekend. In Big Mamou, Jim, it begins Friday night, the Mamou Cajun Music Festival, and it continues all day Saturday. Plenty of delicious food, plenty of dancing area. Some of the top names in Cajun music will be there. They're going to have workshops and plenty of games and contests. So fun for the entire family at the Mamou Cajun Music Festival. And something special that they have invited our good friend Mariah East with her film. And she's shown, Jim, this film. It's called First Cousins, about the roots of our Cajun and Zydeco music. She's shown this film all over the world. She's gone to France and to Canada, many, many of the states. And she's going to be showing that film Friday night. Friday night, it's going to be at 8:45 at the Mamou Cajun Music Festival. So check out that film. It's a great film, and she's gotten a lot of compliments and a lot of recognition for the film that she made. So be there in Mamou and have a good time.
And Mark, where in Mamou is this going to be taking place?
At the recreational complex, the old skating rink, just off of Highway 13 on Main Street. You will not miss it. Just look for the signs.
All right, mon je veux. Nobody on the line right now?
No, 363-2124. We wait for your call.
All right, let's see. In 1796, Mark, on this date, boy, that's a long time ago, President George Washington's farewell address was published. In it, America's first chief executive advised, "Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all." Those were the parting words of President George Washington. Another thing of interest, Mark, that many years ago people followed a lot. In 1934, Bruno Hauptmann was arrested in New York and charged with the kidnap murder of 20-month-old Charles Lindbergh Jr. And, of course, they didn't mess around with him very long, you know, because he paid the supreme price for that, for having kidnapped and murdered that little boy, Charles Lindbergh Jr.
So you got the death sentence, huh?
In 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV, and I think, Mark, you talked quite a bit about that earlier.
It did. Yeah, it was a great show.
We enjoyed it. And also on this date, and that's not long ago, 1985, the Mexico City area was struck by a devastating earthquake that killed more than 9,500 people.
Wow.
That was only in 1985, that great earthquake. And, of course, remember they've been talking about in the California area about the possibilities of the way that it's made, that there could be some earthquakes there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the future. Okay, what else, Mark?
Well, we're going to take, let's see. Well, we have another call, Jim, right now.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, guys, since nobody was calling, I decided to dial again one more time. This is Coach Mitchell. Hey, Jim, I want to ask you guys a question in reference to our country, the United States. To whoever can help us with this, can please call in too. Guys, I want to ask the folks about the trips around the country over a lifetime. I want to know if people have visited the mountains in the United States. If they have, tell us what state they were in, what state were the mountains in, and that's the state they visited, the mountains, and give us a description on what it was like to be walking out there in the mountains, whether it's the Smokies, the Rockies, or the Grand Canyon area. Tell us about that experience, because not many people, especially in Louisiana and our area, have had an opportunity to visit the country and to go see these mountains all over the United States. And I've studied this stuff a long time since I've been a kid, and I've been so fascinated with it, still am, and all over the world I do it, study it all over the world, and even our bodies of water in the United States and surrounding our country, the oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, and even above, you know, like in the Canadian area, the Niagara Falls and all of that. We are surrounded by so much beauty that it's amazing. I would recommend to all our local people that they get an opportunity to take their family, take their kids, and go visit these places and let their kids see this. Because a lot of kids locally, they live a whole lifetime, and some of them have never seen the Pacific Ocean. Some of them have never seen the Atlantic. And if you ask them where these places are, our kids don't even know that the Atlantic is on the East Coast and the Pacific is on the West. Some of them get confused, and they flip-flop them, et cetera, et cetera. Guys, we are surrounded in this world by so much beauty, and it's free to see, too. Some of it, you can see it, and it don't cost you anything. And now with technology, you can pull it right in your lap. So, guys, some folks call in about the mountains and about the life experience in the United States and your travels. We look forward to hearing it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
And, of course, on the south side, we have the Gulf of Mexico.
Absolutely.
And, Paul, there's a lot of water there, too, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Nobody else on the phone?
No, sir.
We could talk about another sponsor while we have another chance over here.
Okay.
And that would be, was it the Pizza Shack? All right. Inopolis is founded by Louisiana's own Tony and Elaine Parity in 1988, and they've been independently owned at the same location for over 24 years. They're proud to be the only independently owned pizzeria in Opelousas, and now they have a location, Pizza Shack, in Bunkie. They serve their customers and the community not only with friendly service, but also a family dining atmosphere. The Southern Way, Pizza Shack customers not only enjoy the freshest and finest ingredients, but also signature sauces made fresh daily and one-of-a-kind dough always made from scratch. Their dining area has TVs for sports and entertainment, as well as video poker, but most frequently used, the latest state-of-the-art jukebox. Come discover the most well-known secret in Opelousas, where they have daily specials and absolutely no doubt the coldest beer in town. Pizza Shack, the place to meet your friends. Call and order your delicious pizza at their Opelousas location. That's 337-948-4838. En français, 337-948-4838. Pizza Shack conveniently located at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. Open for business Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Sundays, they're open Sunday evening from 5 until 10. Pizza Shack, Opelousas, and now in Bunkie.
You're getting me hungry again, Jim.
Ooh, that's some good pizza. Oh, c'est bon, c'est bon.
It was today, Jim, in 2008 that Earl Palmer died. Some of you probably never heard the name, but I bet you've heard some of the music that he performed on. He was the drummer on some of the greatest rock and roll hit records ever. He was born and raised in New Orleans, American rock and roll pioneer, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Little Richard, Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, most of the greatest hit songs. You heard his drumming, Laudie Miss Claudie by Lloyd Price, Smiley Lewis's I Hear You Knocking, Tutti Frutti by Little Richard, and also most of Fats Domino's songs, it was the drum beat of this guy, Earl Palmer.
I'm walking, here's the need, I'm talking, but you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking.
I bet you've played that song in many of Fats Domino's records through the years, Jim, over here at KVPI.
Antoine Domino, otherwise known as the Fat Man, Fats Domino.
And if I remember correctly, I've heard many stories where Fats Domino's made a lot of personal appearances in our area.
Oh, that's for sure.
He's gone, I think, to the jungle. He's gone to the Evangeline. He's gone to the Southern Club. And I think he went to that restaurant... that burned down what was it?
That at? Was the second Wagon Wheel?
The Wagon Wheel restaurant.
But that's not the old Hicks Wagon Wheel.
Not the original.
That was the
no.
Wagon Wheel in on the south side of 167. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and, maybe I've somebody heard, can tell us a little bit more about
a
that.
A lot of memories of seeing Fats Domino, and I've heard that he put on a heck of a performance, Jim.
No doubt about that. Wow, could he... bang on that piano.
Let's see. I think we got a call this morning on La Tasse de Café. And yes, we do, Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buffett.
Hey, Buffett. Go ahead.
He can't play here at the Wagon Wheel in La Sopar.
He played at the Wagon Wheel in La Sopar. That's what I was trying to remember. La Sopar Wagon Wheel.
You remember what year was that, Buffy?
76 or 75.
Wow, that's a while back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 75 and 76, that's 25 plus 19. Yeah, while back.
And I heard he packed the house that night.
Oh, there was cars, that big old parking lot, we put him in the bean field, down the highway on one side. Up the road as far as you could put a car.
So you were there that night, Buffy?
Yeah, I was riding horseback on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Stopping the traffic.
So you didn't get to see the show then?
No. But I could hear it from outside. when the traffic stopped.
Uh-huh.
When it got to be we couldn't park anybody, we had to turn the people around.
Wow.
How about that? Talk about packing the place, huh?
But he goofed up, so they were never going to get him back again. He played two songs and went back in the back.
Uh-oh.
He played only two songs?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
His band played for over about an hour and a half. He come out, he played two songs. He went in the back, and that was it.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I had not heard that, Buffy.
People come out of them and they wanted to fight.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know. You pay the money to see Fats Domino and...
And you only got two songs.
At that time, the tickets were $25 a ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's back over 40 years ago, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
How about that? $25 a head and then he played two songs.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Oh, we... Appreciate that information, Buffy.
And then it was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and they didn't get started before almost 10.
Till 10?
Bon Dieu. So no wonder the customers were not too happy about that, huh?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information.
Okay, and another thing. Yesterday, y'all were talking about the Cotton Festival.
Uh-huh.
When Hurricane Lily came through, there was no Cotton Festival that year.
That's right, uh-huh.
That was the year Hurricane Lily came in on the Thursday before squirrel season. Nobody got to leave their plat to go in the woods. It was so messed up.
Uh-huh.
And then the Monday morning, they made the decision town was messed up too much. They had piles of trees everywhere.
And
broken buildings. That said, it looked like a disaster town, so we're not going to have the Cotton Festival.
Yeah, we were off the air for several days.
But we rode the parade in Ziplatt with whoever wanted to come, and then we ran the tournoi.
How about, what year was that, Buffy?
2002,
all right, okay.
So there was a tournoi,
time of the hurricane.
But there was no Cotton Festival, huh?
Right.
All right, so that's
We were a lot closer than where we are now, and there would be lines of trucks and trailers. I had to single them to come out around, so they could go behind us where we're running right now. And the police jury had set up a big old wood pile. They'd go throw their branches and stuff in there.
Wow.
It's big piles of dirt I had.
Uh-huh.
They'd throw all their branches and stuff in there.
Oh, that was a bad time.
Yeah, some
no
bad
doubt
memory,
about
bad
that,
memories
you know.
There.
Yeah, there was trees down everywhere. Piles of lumber.
Uh-huh.
Telephone poles hanging.
Wow. Oh, yes. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Buffy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Buffy, bye-bye. And another call.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim and Mark, this is Coach Mitchell.
I heard Buffy talk about Hurricane Lily in 2002, and boy, he brings back a lot of memories because we were at Ziplatt High coaching there, and yeah, the town had got wrecked up pretty well, and we had to get our kids, football players, and everybody, Sacred Heart and them, did the same. And we were going out there in the community and helping out with whatever we can do. We were giving ice out of our ice machine and everything, just trying to help people. And, yeah, Hurricane Lily, boy, that was something. Hey, Buffy also brought up a few things I want to ask about. The tournoi. Where is it being held at this year? Because I had somebody locally here in the Lafayette area ask me about it, and I couldn't tell them. They remembered a long time when it was at the field at Lincoln Road, when it used to be at the baseball field, and now they're older now, and they said, we don't know where they do it anymore. I said, well, I'm going to have to find that out. And with Bubby bringing that up, that's good. Guys, I want to know, where do they host the tournoi at now? And I can pass that information on to these two elderly people. And also, the Evangeline Club. Mark, I want to ask you two guys this. Back in the day when the Evangeline Club was open, I want to know what, you know, maybe one or two major artists, musical artists that came to the Evangeline Club. That's one question I want to know, if y'all can name us some. And another one, how long did the Evangeline Club stay open? Was it till midnight, or did y'all go till 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning? Because that was that's a time travel. That goes back some years. I want to know how long the police officers would let the Evangeline Clubs stay open back in those days. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Jim, your first question, the Industrial Park is where the tournoi is being conducted, and it's been there for several years, and that's where it's going to be this Sunday. Not this Sunday, but for Sunday of the Cotton
Fest.
Exactly. That's where the tournoi is being held, at the Award One Industrial Park. The Evangeline Club, Jim, you're going to have to help me with that.
Well, the Evangeline Club would stay open normally till 1 o'clock in the morning. And we had, you know, they had some guest orchestras that would come. And, of course, let's not forget the music of Otis Smith and his orchestra for, what was it, over 30 years.
He was the house
band. They played the house band, and they would play anywhere from 3 to 5 nights a week.
Wow.
At the Evangeline Club. So keep that in mind. There were a number of big-time orchestras that came back in the 40s and early 50s, when some of these orchestras, these bands, would go on tours all around the country. And we remember for sure Ray Anthony and his orchestra, which was very popular in the 50s. And I'm trying to remember some of the others. Maybe someone listening right now can remember some of the other big bands that came to play at the Evangeline Club.
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you, Coach, for checking in. C'est temps pour écouter un autre message pour allergy, asthma, and immunology.
You know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects. Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495. Or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Jim, let's hear an important message with you, and then we'll pick up some more calls.
Let's talk about Robert Perron's Plumbing Repair Service. You know, he's been in the plumbing repair business since 1977, and he does no longer the major projects, but for plumbing repairs, to change out fixtures, he'll be glad to give you a free estimate to replace like old sinks and toilets and faucets and so forth. Any kind of service work. Licensed and insured. Licensed Master Plumber 636. The phone number is 336-1776 or 363-5874. And you know what? He can serve you in anglais ou en français. In French, the numbers are 336 and 776 ou 363-5874. Robert Perron, Plumbing Repair Service, folks. You cannot go wrong with Robert Perron's Plumbing Repair Service. And, okay, the phone number is 363-5874.
Okay, Jim, let's pick up another call sur la tasse de café.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Mr. Mark. I was talking to my cousin yesterday, and he told me, I think it was the lady that played Phyllis on Mary Tyler Moore. She died with some kind of cancer or something like that.
Well,
I don't know.
We don't know that.
I can look it up, but... So this happened recently, you're saying?
Yeah, I think like last week.
I'll look it up and see what we can find.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Stephen.
And while we have a chance, let's talk about H2O pools and supplies. If you're having problems with your pool because of some rain or weather conditions, bring a sample of your water to H2O Pools and Supplies. They'll analyze it for you for free. Then they'll tell you what chemicals you need to correct the problem. Ask the professional crew how to save money using Protein Supreme, a simple pool and spa care. Protein Supreme does it all. Prevents and inhibits algae growth, reduces eye and skin irritation, gives water a silky feel, and is compatible with all sanitizers. Helps maintain the water balance, EPA registered, and more. If you have any questions, call the experts at H2O Pools and Supplies with locations right here in Ville Platte, 215 East Pine. That's just off Chatania Road. Phone 363-6729, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Second location, 330 North C.C. Doussaint and Eunice. Phone number 546-6999. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays 9 until noon. H2O Pools and Supplies are exclusive dealer for Pro Team Supreme.
All right, Jim, 363-2124 on a 15 minutes left in the program, and we invite you to give us a call. talk with us about any of the subjects we talked about today. As we wait, let's hear a message now for Evangeline Bank and Trust Company.
The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, a true Louisiana landmark of dependability for over 100 years. Modern banking services coupled with a friendly, experienced staff you can trust. The Evangeline Bank and Trust, also well experienced in the financial necessities needed for business success, agriculture, retail, service businesses. Evangeline is the bank of choice for prosperity. The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, online at therealbank.com or like us on Facebook.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We are your friends and neighbors in this community we share. For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
And for Stephen, who is checking in about Phyllis, the actress who played Phyllis in Mary Tyler Moore, Jim, according to the internet, Cloris Leachman, the actress, is still alive and well, and she is 93 years old. So, let's take another call.
All right, moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Jean Jellivet. The reason I'm calling is my dad once worked at the Evangeline Club for over 30 years, and they had Duke Ellington to come there, too.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra, oh wow. Yeah, another one of the big-name bands.
And also the mountains, I visited Seattle, Washington, and Mount Helena, which was very, very high mountain. And I went to Alaska, and there was also a very high mountain. I don't even know the name of it. But anyway, I did get to see the mountains.
And who was your father that worked at the Evangeline?
It was Edward Thomas.
I remember Mr. Edward Thomas very well.
He worked there for years and years, and he'd always come home late. So I'm not sure what time they closed it.
Uh-huh.
He'd always come home late in the early morning.
And your mother was?
Mildred Thomas.
Mildred Thomas. I remember her very well also.
Oh, yeah. She was a busy, busy lady. Always working, too.
The homemakers and all that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, home, exactly. And she'd go and show them how to eat, how to cook their food, using the four basic food groups.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of stories about your dad. Your dad was one of the main cooks of the Evangeline Club, wasn't he?
Was, and he was there. They called him D.
Mr. Edward Thomas and Mr. Henry Pete.
And Joe Doucette, you probably remember him too.
Yes. Joe Doucette, of course, yes.
Oh, yeah, he worked there for so many years. And when he left there, he went to Teats in the meat department.
Uh-huh.
So he took with us, and he passed away. But he was well-known and dealt played by whites and blacks, my dad.
Yeah, that was a
yeah,
lot.
There's another one of the Doucettes that's still around. I shake hands with pretty often.
You know, a lot of people talk about the music at the Evangeline Club, but a lot of people also remember all the fine dining, all the delicious food that was prepared in that restaurant.
Ah, sure.
No, I remember.
Some great food
served there. The
steaks
and the hamburgers, it was all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Delicious. I've eaten many of his hamburgers. That's all I wanted to tell y'all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you for calling. 363-2124. Let's hear a message now for Prairie Roan Rice, Jim. Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at prairieroanrice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table. Thanks again to Miss Beth and the whole crew at Prairie Roan Rice. And again, more and more people, especially people that are listening to KVPI that have tried Prairie Roan Rice, they have never gone back to their old rice. You can taste the difference. Check it out. Ask your grocer to carry Prairie Roan rice. And Champagne's in Ville Platte carries it, and many, many other stores. And again, your local grocer can get it. And again, you can taste the difference when you try Prairie Roan rice. Thank you. That's it. Some good local homegrown rice. And Jim, we have another call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey guys, one last time before y'all go off. This is Coach Mitchell. I'm going to lower my radio. The young lady that just called, I'm going to chime in right on her conversation about the Evangeline Club. She spoke about some gentlemen that cook there. She mentioned Mr. Edward Thomas. That's her dad, she said. She mentioned Mr. Henry Pete, and he was also a cook with Mr. Edward Thomas. And she mentioned this gentleman by the name of Mr. Joe Doucette. Guys, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about him. He's my grandfather.
All right. How about that?
Doucette is my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
She was explaining about Teach Store. The gentleman that worked there, he was a Doucette also. He's my grandfather's son. He's my uncle. That was my uncle Felton Doucette.
Oh, yes, we all remember Felton.
We all
Felton.
Remember Felton, yes, at Teats.
Yes, he worked with Chris and Chris's dad and them for many years there. And I was going to bring that up because when I heard her calling, I said, let me call and tell him about my grandfather and him telling me a few stories about what it was like. Well, I'm going to just give y'all one, and there are so many more. My grandfather told me that he and Mr. Edward Thomas and Mr. Henry Pete and him, they would work in the kitchen. And these guys were so awesome with what they did and the way they prepared food and everything. And I said, were y'all, like saying, always on time with y'all's food? My grandfather said, well, yeah. He said, really, when it comes down to it, nobody ever complained. I said, so that means y'all were on time. He said, not always. I said, well, why would they never complain? And he said, because when you drinking them adult beverages and having a good time listening to the Big Bang Orchestra, man, everything seemed like it's on time. So, guys, I want to tell y'all that Evangeline Club has a lot of history. There are stories that can still be told about that facility that many of us know. And the building is not there no more. The property is still right there. And I'm sure when people pass by, those who experienced it, I was too young. I got to know it later on. I got to work there. My grandfather took me to work there and many of his grandkids. And we got the building ready after the Friday night parties and the Saturday night parties. My grandfather took his kids, his grandkids, the boys, and he brought us there to help straighten the building out, clean up, and work. And that was my grandfather's way of taking us at a very young age and teaching us what hard work was like. And he brought us there and he kept us with him. So, guys, a lot of beautiful stories about the Evangeline Club. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. All right, thank you.
Let's see now. Mark, let's talk about one of our sponsors, which would be Epic Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's personal insurance center. That's what Epic Insurance stands for, because your future is never clear. Epic Insurance is here for you at, let's see, that's 508, no. Yes, 508 6th Street and in Mamou. Bridget Bofa, owner and agent of Epic Insurance, can cover all of your insurance needs, like automobile, antique auto, home, mobile home, umbrella, recreational vehicles, flood, liability, business insurance, bonds and life insurance, disability, and farm insurance. Call Bridget today at 468-EPIC. That's 468-3742. She's an insurance agent that will stand behind you when times get tough. In the heart of Mamou, come to Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance center. The phone number, 468-3742.
Okay, we have time for one or two more phone calls with the remaining time we have left on La Tasta Cafe. So give us a call and chat with Jim and I so you not program us matin.
Mark, did we talk about Evangeline Bank?
Yes, we just did.
We did. All right, we just did. I'm just trying to keep up with things here on La Tasta. And, of course, hopefully Charlie's going to be back with you again next week. All right, let's see now. We can talk about another one of our sponsors. on the program today, and remind you that at 9 o'clock we've got news on Top of the Hour, and we invite you to listen in for, let's see, Cheryl on country music and Jacob
on FM
92.5.
Yes.
And let's see now if I can find what I need to, Mark. And I'm having a time trying to locate all of that information that I need to have.
Well, in the meantime, let's take another call, Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Coach Mitchell. I got a Q&A for you guys.
Oh, we're running out of time. Make it quick, Coach. Quick.
Here's a Q&A. All right. Who was the owner of the Evangeline Club? Who was the owner of the Frisco Disco Club? And who was the owner of the Kit Kat Club? Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's talk about Vilplatte Transmission. Folks, if you're having transmission problems, come to the experts at Vilplatte Transmission, LLC in Vilplatte. They offer over 45 years of experience. Vilplatte Transmission works on any maker, model, standard, and automatic, domestic and import. They're your electronic overdrive specialist. They offer nationwide warranty. Free local towing with major repairs. One-day service in most cases. Financing available with approved credit. Services include heavy-duty trucks, all automatic, front-wheel drive repairs, and more. They also accept Fuelman cards. Vilplatte Transmission LLC open Monday through Thursday at 1014 West Lincoln Road in Vilplatte, or give them a call at 363-4897, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vilplatte on Fridays by appointment only. Vilplatte Transmission LLC, professionals at your service, owned by Alan Moore.
And Jim, ça c'est à peu près tout notre temps pour notre programme.
Ça c'est tout le temps qu'on avait pour le programme sur le aujourd'hui. Mais some of the big names, birthdays, actress Rosemary Harris is 92, actor David McCallum, 86, singer-songwriter Paul Williams is 79, Bill Medley is 79, and also, let's see, actor Jeremy Irons is 71 today. Trisha Yearwood, country singer, she's 55. And those are some of the celebrity birthdays. And today's program has been brought to you by Lakeview RV Park, Mordlaw's Home Furnishings, Blake's Pharmacy, Cajun Catfish, H2O Pools and Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Epic Insurance, Vilplatte Transmission, Robert Perron Plumbing, Pizza Shack, Prairie on Rice, and Bearwood Furniture Center. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et en soit que Troy va être avec vous autres encore la prochaine fois. Au revoir.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, everyone, for listening in to La Tasta Café pour un jeudi, and stay tuned for classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI 1050 The Legend. We've got some great classic hits music and a lot of information and entertainment, and your chance to win in his nearly impossible question with DJ Jacob. That's coming up right here on 92.5. Have a wonderful day, everyone.